to fly, Buzz. When I died, the stillness in the room was like the stillness in the air between the heaves of storm. The eyes around had wrung them dry, and breaths were gathering firm for that last onset when the king be witnessed in the room. I willed my keepsakes, signed away what portion of me be assignable, and then it was there interposed a fly with blue, uncertain, stumbling buzz between the light and me. And then the windows failed, and then I could not see to see.
Chris Lear here, host of More Morgulons. That was a poem about Morgulons, I guess, by Emily Dickinson.
Well, a fly flew into my eye. Oh my. It laid an egg. Some strange worm or a germ. These Morgulons. And just when you think they're gone, there's more Morgulons.
Yeah, there's always more Morgulons.
And I'm always here to talk about them. Because silence doesn't suit me. And it doesn't sue you, because silence isolates. And isolation is not what we need. No, there's strength in numbers and danger in isolation. And healing does not happen in solitude. So thanks for joining me. Thanks for helping to heal me and to heal you. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned.
So, many of you may know that recently, Joni Mitchell, the most famous Morgie on planet Earth, recently won a Grammy for her 2023, I think, or 22 album, a live show at the Newport Jazz Festival. I haven't heard it. I'm sure it's pretty good. She's a great artist. But she also performed at the Grammys for the first time in her 50-year career. So pretty exciting for Joni. Pretty crappy for other people with morgues, because this just means that a bunch of articles are going to come out about Morgulon's disease that are completely inaccurate, like this one on Yahoo. So the article says, I hate these goddamn things. They're always the same. They always say the same bullshit. But yeah, so Joni revealed that she had morgues when that biography of her came out. They say 2017. I think it was 2015, but nobody fact checks anymore. She said in the book, I have this weird incurable disease that seems like it's from outer space. Yeah, girl, we feel ya. So what exactly is Morgulon's disease? Here's everything you need to know. Oh, really? Everything. There's not much information available about the condition, and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention calls it an unexplained dermatopathy or skin disease per the Mayo Clinic. The disease involves the, quote, belief that parasites or fibers are emerging from the skin. It's not a belief. You can see the videos. Go to the Morgulon's Crystal Clear YouTube channel and check out one of the weird fucking antenna fibers that emerges from my skin, and you will believe it too, okay? Doctors don't agree on the origin of the disease. Some medical experts think Morgulon's is a physical illness, while others believe it to be a type of psychosis that they call delusional parasitosis, per WebMD. What are the symptoms of Morgulon's disease? Oh, this should be good. Skin rashes or sores that create an intense itching feeling, and those are supposed to be beliefs, or they're rashes. I mean, this what crawling sensations on or under the skin. Some will have the belief that fibers, threads, or black stringy materials are present on or under the skin. Again, it's not a belief. They will have the proof, which is also called the matchbox sign. Inability to concentrate, depression, muscle, and joint pain. Could you concentrate if there were glitter fibers coming out of your face? I don't think you could. Would you be depressed that everyone thought you were crazy when you were really suffering with something? I think you would be. Muscle and joint pain? I don't know. This one's just a random one thrown in at the end. In a 2012 study, actually it was a 2008 through 2012 study, but CDC researchers were unable to find a, quote, common underlying medical condition or infectious agent in people experiencing Morgulon symptoms. Yeah, they were unable to find it from the 12 people that they took samples from and had absolutely no rigor in the design of this study, which would actually identify who had Morgulons. They just found a list of people with delusional parasitosis that went to Kaiser. And while some skin samples from participants in a 2015 Morgulon study uncovered some, quote, fiber-like materials, upon further evaluation, researchers concluded that the fibers were actually from naturally occurring hair follicles, according to the National Center for Biotechnology Information. Naturally occurring hair follicles. Yeah, I don't think there's hair follicles that are made out of glitter, but okay. What causes Morgulons? Unfortunately, the cause isn't clear, but the condition could be potentially related to Lyme disease. Yeah, right. In the same 2015 study mentioned above, researchers found Lyme disease present in 24 out of the 25 Morgulons patients being studied. Oh, 25 people. 24 of them had Lyme. Really? What test did you use to determine that it was Lyme? Was it from Igenics, the lab that basically tells everybody they're positive for Lyme? The scientific community is divided between those who believe it is purely psychological disorder and those who believe it may be due to a pathogen, Medical News Today reports. Really, I don't think that they're divided over that. I think that, like, the vast majority of people, medical professionals, think it is purely psychological. And then there's some quacks who are trying to make a buck who's saying it's Lyme disease. But anyway, what is the treatment for Morgulon's disease? Once diagnosed with Morgulon's, treatment plans may vary depending on what the doctor pinpoints as the cause. Blood tests and skin samples are usually taken. No, they're not. And a treatment plan is created once results come back. No, they're not. Some doctors may suggest using antibiotics if they suspect a bacterial infection or a tick-borne illness. Why would you? That doesn't even make sense. A tick-borne illness wouldn't use antibiotics unless it was a bacterial infection. The route of transmission is not the same as the pathogen that is being transmitted. This is so stupid. Treatment may also be provided if there are any opened or long-lasting skin lesions. Yeah, really? Often, those in the medical field who label the condition as delusion or a mental illness will treat it with antidepressants, antipsychotic drugs, and cognitive behavioral therapy, per Mayo Clinic. Really? Well, do those work? No! They don't even work for depression or psychosis, let alone for Morgulons. Since Morgulon's disease is poorly understood, there is no cure for it. How common is Morgulon's? Here we go. Over 14,000 people have been affected by the disease, according to Medical News Today. 14,000? I'm so sick of that number. Oh my Jesus fucking Christ. These articles. Fucking A. You know, the great Russian writer Chekhov once wrote, "When a lot of remedies are suggested for a disease, that means it cannot be cured." And that sounds about right to me. You know, it's funny the way that the Morgulons media mirrors every previous stupid article that was ever written before. It's just like the same article about Morgulons keeps coming out over and over and over again. And that's why we're doing what we're doing here, which is telling new stories, real facts, and filling in the many, 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 many blanks out there in Morgulons media materials. Speaking of filling in the blanks, I haven't heard from many of you in a while. Are you guys okay? What's going on? Leave me a voicemail by clicking the link in the show description or send me an email to moremorgulons@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you guys. The listeners would love to hear from you guys because they are sick of hearing from me. I hope not. I hope you're not sick of hearing from me, because if you were, then I have very bad news. I'm not going anywhere. And yet, I would love to hear from any and all of you out there listening. Don't be shy. Don't be scared. You don't have to reveal your true identity. You don't have to even talk to me. You can just write me an email like, "Hey girl, listen to this shit that's been happening in my life. I can't believe it. Blah, 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 blah." It'll be fun. We enjoy hearing from you guys. So reach out. We're not alone. We're all alone in this together. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.